And good evening, everybody. Did y'all see the hearing today? Did y'all see the Democrats defend criminal activity? Did you see the Republicans stand up for the truth? Well, if not, thank you for joining. We're going to talk about it.
Are where they went. They caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
Wow. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson. UniteAmericaFirst.com is the website. UniteAmericaFirst.com. So I spend majority of the day going through this footage, looking at the hearing today about the whistleblowers. There were three whistleblowers and one lawyer. And man, the information that came out from this is so explosive. I don't understand why. Well, I do understand why the liberal media is not talking about it. Fox News was actually talking about it. I'm not sure how much they talked about it because I don't watch Fox News. I just saw that they have some clips on it. But I have the raw deal for you. I'm going to share some of that with you. But I'm going to ask everyone right now, share this video. If you've never shared my video before, I'm going to ask you, please share this one. Copy the link. And this applies to everybody. Copy the link to this video, no matter how you're watching this, and text it to somebody. If you're watching on Rumble, text it. Watching on YouTube, text it. If you're watching on Lindell TV, text it. If you're watching on Facebook, text it. Copy the link to this video and text it out. Send it out. Send it. Send it. The information in this, they're not wanting people to know about it. And I'm like, why is it not like all over the place? The biggest thing for me is that the Democrats should be like, okay, yeah, this did take place because the FBI responded with the Durham report saying they were doing the corruption before. So I'm going to ask, you know, so the Democrats should be like, yes, we need to end all of this. We need to stop all of this from taking place. Let's make sure that we address it now, because if the whistleblowers are coming forward and saying that this was happening, maybe you should look into it instead of trying to discredit them. But see, that's all that they've been doing. They've been going out of their way trying to discredit the whistleblowers by telling the stuff that's happening. Now, mind you, none of the Democrats are saying what the whistleblowers are saying is not true. They just don't want the whistleblowers to say it. They even go as far as saying that the whistleblowers are not even actual whistleblowers. You remember when the journalists went before Congress, the Democrats were trying to say that they were not journalists? Because we say that you're not, then you're not, according to the Democrats. Like, you know, kind of like Joe Biden.
You ain't black.
You know, because he said it. I get a lot of people saying it.
You ain't black.
They send that to me all the time.
You ain't black.
They say, you're a sellout.
You ain't black.
Right? They send it all the time.
You ain't black.
Because they said it. So if they say it, it must be true. Well, anyways, with all of this happening, my good friend, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she has decided to do articles of impeachment. Now, I'm not sure how far it will go because, you know, you have Mitch McConnell in the Senate. Soon as Mitch McConnell get his hands on it, he's gonna crush it, because Mitch McConnell is not on the side of what is right. Mitch McConnell is not a Republican. He is a rhino. He's a rhino against Trump. Rat. Mitch McConnell is a straight up rat. Rhinos against Trump. Rat. Well, listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene as she talks about this impeachment and how they have failed. And it's not just Joe Biden. It's the whole lot of them. They have failed all of us.
Under Biden's command, the Secretary of Homeland Security has illegally granted mass parole to aliens when U.S. federal law only permits parole to be granted on a specific case-by-case basis. He endangered the lives of Americans by allowing illegal aliens who had tested positive for COVID-19 to enter our country and infect American citizens, yet while enforcing strict COVID policies on American citizens. His policies, directives, and statements surrounding the southern border have violated our laws and destroyed our country. Biden has blatantly violated his constitutional duty, and he is a direct threat to our national security. Therefore, Joseph Robinette Biden is unfit to serve as the President of the United States and must be impeached. Out in the real world, where American taxpayers live, employees are fired when they are corrupt or aren't adequately serving their employer or purposely destroying a company. In this case, the employer is the American people because they pay the salaries of everyone in the federal government. The Constitution outlines a very simple process to fire the corrupt officials serving in the federal government: impeachment. Matthew Graves, Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland, Alejandro Mayorkas, and Joe Biden are all corrupt and unfit to hold office.
Yes.
And they all must be impeached.
Yes.
This concludes impeachment week. And now I can take
impeachment week. They all should be impeached. Put Kamala Harris in there with them. Put her in there with them. I mean, the corruption. I mean, so let me just think about it like this, everybody. Just think about it really quick. We all see the corruption. We know what's happening. Is this like did y'all ever see this animation cartoon called The Simpsons? Did y'all ever see that? It's been like years. I guess it's been like 10 years now since I've seen them. But the interesting thing is that they would have corruption right there in your face, and they were taking stuff that was happening in the real world and put it in there. Same thing with South Park. Crazy stuff happening in the world, and then they would put it in there, and they would have these animated characters kind of like acting it out, like jokingly, but like, look at it, it's happening, but it's actually happening in the real world. And people see that the corruption is happening, but they just like go about their daily lives like, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is the corruption. Don't mind it. Don't even pay it any attention, because we want the corruption like this, right? Is that what it is? We know that the Democrats, they want this corruption. And let me put this out there. If you haven't hit the share button on this, please hit the share button on this. Please hit the share button. And on Rumble, please hit the thumbs up. Same thing with YouTube. Hit the thumbs up. Facebook, please hit the share button. The Democrats, think about this. The Democrats, they're all about chaos. They're all about corruption. They're not trying to get to the truth. They can care less about the truth. And the reason why the Democrats are defending the corruption is because they control the FBI. What? Think about it. Why would they want it to change? Why would they want to fix this? I mean, if they control the FBI, the FBI is the strong arm of the Democrat Party. Why in the world would they want to fix anything? Of course they wouldn't. I mean, at least if I controlled the FBI, I wouldn't want to change it. I want the FBI to be under my thumb. Allow me to control the FBI to do my political bidding. They've been doing it for years now. They just admitted what they did in 2016. No secret about it. They just admitted it. So the Democrats are utilizing the FBI for their political means. Why in the world would they want to change it? They wouldn't. Let me share some of the stuff that came from this hearing today. The first thing that I want to share with you is this. In this little video, I actually put it out on, I put it on Twitter. Listen to what they say in this video, this first video. And I'm telling you, this is, you can leave it split screen if you want, because it's a short clip. I'm just wondering how many of them said all of the words in this. And I'm surprised they actually did this. Watch.
We welcome everyone to today's hearing on the weaponization of the federal government. And the chair now recognizes the gentleman from the great state of Utah to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
What? Look at this, everybody.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
under God,
with liberty and justice for all.
One nation under God. I'm telling you right now, I bet you every liberal that saw that, they got their butts chapped because they reject God. We live in a world today where the Democrats reject God. The imperfect Republicans acknowledge God, but they can't stand it. They don't like it. They still hate it. Now, a lot of FBI agents, and I've said this before, there are good men and women in the FBI. And some people don't like me saying that, but it's true. We know it's true. Just like in the police departments, there are good men and women in the police departments. Are there bad apples? Absolutely. But in the FBI, it's like all of the top floor. The seventh floor of the FBI, they're all corrupt. Every last one of them apparently is corrupt. And a lot of the main reason, I've said this before about how the police officers, how they go along with the corruption because they don't want to lose their pension. And I really experienced it in D.C. because there are cops there that actually go along with the evil left, knowing good and well the evil left is talking about defund them. And then they turn around and still support them. I don't know. I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't get it. It's like black people still supporting the Democrat Party when they know it's always been the same party. Lack of knowledge, ignorance to the fullest. Now, look at this one. This is going to explain why a lot of FBI agents refuse to come forward and say anything. See, I've said this multiple times before. All of the entire FBI, all of y'all just said, you know what? Enough is enough. We're done. We took an oath to defend and protect the U.S. Constitution. Every last one of you, if all of y'all stood up together at the same time, because there's more of you than there are of them, y'all could actually change this. But see, there's too many FBI agents scared to step up and say, let's do this now. And then there's too many of them say, well, if we don't get enough, they're going to crush us. Here's the proof.
And Mr. O'Boyle, we just heard from you, your interaction with Mr. Gates and how all of this occurred and all of the hardships you've gone through. If one of your really good friends, your former colleagues, came to you and said, I have this thing that is being covered up and I think the American people need to know about it, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them first to pray about it long and hard. And I would tell them I could take it to Congress for them, or I could put them in touch with Congress, but I would advise them not to do it.
So you would legitimately try to protect one of your colleagues from doing what you have done?
Absolutely.
And how do you think that solves being able to shine light on corruption, weaponization, any kind of misconduct that exists with the American people?
It doesn't solve it. But the FBI will crush you. This government will crush you and your family if you try to expose the truth about things that they are doing that are wrong. And we are all examples of that.
I can't think of a more sobering way to end a hearing. I yield back.
They will crush you. So you know good and well, because the liberal media, the mainstream media, they really weren't talking about this hearing today at all. But you know, I'm willing to bet every FBI agent that had the time that was able to sit down or even at least listen, they were tuning in to hear what they were saying. What? When are you going to do it? When are you going to stand up? I'm not an FBI agent. It would not surprise me if the FBI agents are not watching me right now on Facebook or even on Rumble or even on YouTube. It would not surprise me. When I was there in D.C., I told the FBI to watch my feed. I told people to tag the FBI. I told them to tag the local police department. I told them to tag every police department across the country. I constantly do that when I'm out at events like that because they need to know that there are people out there that support me, that support them. So I'm willing to bet that they tune in and they know what kind of person I am. Because I'm always against the violence, but my God, people, and yes, I'm calling out to God, the men and women in the FBI, you've got to do something. Your credibility is like going down the drain. And there's some videos out there right now, the FBI going to people's homes about abortion activists that want to, are pro-life activists And the FBI showing up at their homes. I mean, what? What? This is the same thing that they, and you know what? Here's another thing. You know how I'm always constantly saying this is the exact same thing that they done in the 1930s, 1940s, Germany. You know how I'm constantly saying that? They're even saying this on the Hill. They actually mentioned it today. Look at this. Look at this. And I have so much of this to share with you. I can't show it all. I mean, it's so much. But I tried to get some of the key points. Watch this.
But we have deep concerns about the agency you used to work with. And I want to read you something. This should frighten people. It should get their attention, I would hope, but it doesn't. The East German Stasi, one of the most effective suppressive agency in the history of the world. This is what they would do. They devised a strategy and tactics to disintegrate a target's personal circumstances. Surely that has happened to you. Their career. Surely that's happened to you. Not only your career as an FBI, but it precludes you from working anywhere else. For heaven's sakes, you have to ask others to help you to maintain just food on the table for your families. How can anyone on the other side of the aisle say, that's okay with me? Further Stasi tactics ruin their relationships and their reputation in the community. Tell me that hasn't happened to each of you. I yield back. Thank you.
I mean, this is the same tactics. And you know what? I can't believe that he's been watching me. I mean, this is like, it's not like I'm saying an epiphany here, like poof, a light bulb went off and like, oh, Will Johnson's the first one to say this. No, it's not. People see it happening. All of y'all see it happening. I'm just constantly saying it. I'm constantly bringing it to light. I'm constantly repeating it. Because we're seeing it happen. And I say it hopefully in hopes that the right people will actually say, we can't allow our country to go down this path. But it's like it's falling on deaf ears because they're constantly doing it. Do you think that with all of this information coming out that the FBI is going to stop being a strong arm of the Democrat Party? Do you think that they're going to stop? Do you think them say, you know what? Yeah, we might want to stop doing this. Not when you have the seventh floor, not when you have these tyrants just saying, we don't care. We don't care the fact that the American people know what we're doing. We're going to continue doing this because they're all in bed together. They're in bed together. Every last one of them in bed together. Let me share this one with you. Imagine you go to a school board meeting and you're in a school board meeting and you're just, you know, you're there because you're concerned about your child's well-being, which every single person that have children, I would imagine that they would be. But then you find out that the FBI was writing down your license plate. What? You show up at the school board meeting while you're in the school board meeting, voicing your concerns, your grievances about what they're trying to indoctrinate your children with, the FBI is writing your license plate down. Now, you're in the school because you don't want them pushing CRT and you don't want them pushing perversion onto your kids. But the FBI is writing your license plate down because you're against that? What? Listen to this. Because it's not even just that. They're looking for people about the Second Amendment and everything else.
Now, August 2nd, 2022, a media organization obtained a copy of a document which whistleblowers subsequently authenticated to the committee that is styled the FBI's Domestic Terrorism Symbols Guide on Militia Violent Extremists. Mr. Boyle, are you generally familiar with that guide?
Yes.
And that guide identified certain things that made people more likely to be deemed a threat or terrorists, didn't it?
Yes.
And wasn't one of those things just the number 2 and the letter A next to each other?
Yes, it was.
And in your experience as a law enforcement official, does putting the word 2 and or the letter 2 and A next to each other make someone more likely to be violent or law-breaking?
No.
And if someone signified the right that they support the right to bear arms, was that also something in the symbol guide?
Yes.
And how about this one really got me? The Betsy Ross flag. Was the Betsy Ross flag in the terrorism symbol guide?
It was.
And what about the Betsy Ross flag make someone more likely to be a violent extremist?
I wish there was a reasonable explanation for that question.
There isn't.
Yeah, there isn't.
And people blew the whistle and said, this stuff is crazy. Americans are being targeted. Mr. Friend, you ever been to a school board meeting?
Yes, I have.
FBI ever sent you to the parking lot of a school board meeting?
Yes, they have.
And in the parking lot of a school board meeting where the FBI sent you, you were taking down information regarding people's license plates.
That's correct.
Now, it wasn't the first time you'd been to a school board meeting, was it?
No, I went on my own as a private citizen.
As a parent?
Yes.
And so there you were. It must have been quite an interesting perspective. There you were taking down the information of people, parents attending school board meetings on behest of the FBI. And you had been one of those parents at a school board meeting. How did that feel?
Well, after I attended privately, my colleagues teased me that they were probably going to start investigating me.
Wow.
You used to go after the worst of the worst, didn't you?
Yes.
Now, listen to the worst of the worst, right? That some of the worst of the worst that he used to go after. And I hope this sets off alarm bells in everybody's noggin. Like, what? So they're going after parents that want to protect their children, but they're no longer going after certain sick people. Watch.
I believe so.
You went after people who looked at child porn.
Ooh.
Yes.
Right there.
People who were sexually exploiting children.
Oh.
Yes.
And then you were in the parking lot of a school board meeting, taking down the information of parents. What happened to the cases that you were working to protect our communities from the worst predators that exist?
I was told they were not to be resourced. And then after I was suspended, they were handed off to local law enforcement.
Wow. So the FBI just decided it was more important to have you in that parking lot of that school board meeting than getting the worst of the worst away from people that they could harm.
That's correct.
Wow. That's correct. That's exactly what happened. That's correct. Now you know why. You have all of the Democrats, and who was it the other day? It was Joy Behar, right? Joy Behar on The Witches of the View. She had on a t-shirt says that she, what did it say? I read banned books.
Yep.
Right? I read, you know what those books are, right? It's not books about actual history. The banned books that the Republicans are wanting to ban are these perverted sexual content books, child pornography, but she reads them. That's the books that they're talking about banning. They're not talking about banning actual history. That's asinine. They don't even do that. But the Democrats, they don't ever allow anyone to know the reason why the Republicans are wanting to ban it. They just go out there and lie. Oh, they're trying to ban books. These people are truly sick. These people are truly evil. The Republicans actually talked about all the corruption that's taking place. They talk about all of the corruption. And of course, for the Democrats, it fell on deaf ears because the Democrats control the federal government, control the FBI. Why would they want it to change? Like I mentioned earlier, listen to this gentleman here as he explains how corrupt it is. And he doesn't even go into all of the corruption. Just a little short sentence here.
I'm so frustrated and angry, and I don't have, you know, only a minute and a half left to try to display the level of corruption, weaponization, politicization that has occurred at the highest levels of the FBI and the DOJ. And both Director Wray and Merrick Garland have sat there and testified that there's no retribution for whistleblowers. No, we don't retaliate against whistleblowers, but we have testimony, and I'm a lawyer too, and testimony is a fact in evidence that exactly is what is going on in the FBI and the DOJ.
That's exactly what's going on. Isn't all this, Shannon, isn't all of this just like, so it's like almost overwhelming?
It is overwhelming. And you know what's even more overwhelming is how the Democrats react to this information. It just goes to show how corrupt it is. You know, by the end of this hearing, each one of those Democrats that got to say what they wanted to say got up and left and didn't even stay in the hearing. They didn't even care what these FBI agents had to say.
They
do not care about the corrupt FBI because they are in support of it.
Yes.
Because they do not like anybody that doesn't think like them. Well, I mean, just like right now in Congress, they're trying to get it to where instead of voting or, you know, supporting the debt limit bill, they're trying to go completely around the Republicans and do their own thing.
Yeah.
They got 210 votes today. All they need is 218. So they're really really going at that, chipping at those people to get 18 more votes, so they no longer have to. They're also a video now where they're wanting Joe Biden to call for the 14th Amendment in regards to the debt limit. They do not care. But
the Republicans already passed it. It's not like the Republicans didn't do their jobs.
But they don't want that plan. They want to completely...
This is the important here. They already did their jobs.
But it's not actually passed unless the Senate passes it.
But the Republicans in the House did their jobs.
But they don't like the way they did their jobs. That's the whole thing.
But the House did their jobs.
But they don't care.
The House did their jobs. Now the Senate is supposed to take care of it. But the Senate is the one, right? Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, right? But they're not going to do anything. And Mitch McConnell's not trying to fight for it.
Well, the thing is that Congress is where you create what
in
is
the house,
in it.
In
right.
the House.
And
the
they
house
don't like. They don't
but
like
the,
what
But
they,
the other branch of the Congress, which is the Senate, it goes over to the Senate. After it leaves the House, it goes over to the Senate.
Okay, you keep saying that they're doing a job, Will, but that doesn't matter because they don't like how they did their job. So because of that, they want to circumvent, problem.
I think what's happening here is that the Republicans did their jobs in the House and they passed the bill. Then it's go over to the Senate, but they're not happy with the Republicans'
But they
want to
circumvent
budget.
The bill
so
they passed.
So they want to be like, well, we're just going to do our own. You know what it's like? This is what it's like. It's like, oh, you had a funeral, right? Someone died. And you had a funeral, but because I didn't like the way you did the funeral, we're going to dig the body up and we're going to have our own funeral.
And that's exactly
it. That's exactly what's happening.
They want to act like the bill they passed never happened.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They want to just go around it. And it's crazy.
Yeah, they're already grounded. You got daisies already coming up. We don't care. We want to have our own funeral.
If people do not see this as a totalitarian, tyrannical government,
it is.
How is it that these people that go up against, that literally say the government's doing the right thing, are retaliated against? That's something out of China. Yep. What
China.
Is happening here?
It
same
is.
Thing with those whistleblowers, journalists.
Yeah.
Right?
Seriously, it's the same thing China been doing to his people. Let me share another one with you. You know, they tried to do the gotcha game when it comes like to Twitter. Oh, you did a Twitter post out here. We got you. Look at this one, because you have the tyrannical Democrat trying to go after one of the whistleblowers with a tweet that he put out there. But guess what? Watch this.
Thank you. Mr. Allen, have you ever used Twitter? Yes or no?
I have utilized Twitter, yes.
Okay, and is your account at MarcusA97050645?
That is absolutely not my account.
Absolutely not my account. But she doesn't care. We're going to identify this account. It's yours. That's how she's going to proceed. Watch. That's how she's going to proceed. Watch. And he's going to say, look, that's not my account. Why even? Right there, you should stop. But she thought she had the gotcha game, and she's still trying to proceed like, I got you, when she doesn't. And watch how she looks.
Okay, that's not your account. Well, on December 5th, 2022, an account under the name Marcus Allen retweeted a tweet that said,
that is not my account, ma'am.
You haven't let me finish the question,
might
sir.
Might have been a football player.
You haven't let me finish the question.
I've been a football player.
And the time is mine. On December 5th, 2022, an account under the name of Marcus Allen retweeted a tweet that said, quote, Nancy Pelosi staged January 6th, retweet if you agree, end quote. Do you agree with that statement? Yes or no?
Okay, you know what? My response, if I was standing there, I said, well, you know what? There was things that Nancy Pelosi should have done that she didn't do. And I would say, I could see how someone could come up with that opinion, right? I mean, we're in the United States of America. We're entitled to our opinion, be it right, be it wrong. And I would say I could see how someone could come up with that opinion, because obviously there was things that she was supposed to do that she neglected to do.
That's not my account at all. I have
I'm
no
asking
idea.
Whether you agree with that statement, yes or no?
Can you please rephrase the statement?
Yeah.
Do you think
Nancy Pelosi staged January 6th? I just want him to answer
he'll answer.
Question.
Yeah, he'll answer. I'm just telling you your time's up.
Do you believe that Nancy Pelosi, do you agree with the statement that this person tweeted that Nancy Pelosi staged January 6th? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
He said no. So she's happy, right? She's happy. No, she's happy. But again, like I said, people entitled to their opinion. And he kept saying that that wasn't his Twitter. For all we know, it's a fake Twitter account. She just promoted that Twitter account. So did I, right? But she just promoted it. And she could have verified if it was him before that. She could have gone and looked at some of the other posts. She just found a name that matched his and like, oh, must be him. Let's get him. This is like the worst thing our country could be going through. And of course, none of the left saying anything about it because they want to protect the corruption. I mean, wow. What? I'm looking at this stuff and I'm like, man, it's almost tiring because it's like, come on, people. It's happening right now. It's happening. Please, FBI, do your job. Get these people that are doing that did all this corruption. They said, well, after the 2016 that they made changes to make sure it doesn't happen again. What? It's still happening. What about the people, the corruption is still doing it? Do we get to address that? Do we get to stop that? Let me show you. Here's a clip I have for you talking about the leaders within the FBI, the DOJ. They get called out by name by this congresswoman. She calls them out by name.
Leadership of the FBI and the DOJ are corrupt. I will name names. Christopher Wray and Mary Garland are corrupt.
Yes, they are. They are corrupt, 100%. The good men and women in the FBI, the DOJ, need to do their due diligence and go get them. They took an oath to the U.S. Constitution, and not to them.
They know it, we know it, and the American people know it. Congress needs whistleblowers like you so that we can conduct our oversight and correct course on these abusive federal agencies. And sadly, what we've already seen and what we will continue to see today is that the Democrats will not focus on the substance of what these brave men are exposing or engage in a discussion about how to protect our constitutional rights and institutions from the tyrants that are running these agencies. Instead, what we will see is that they will deflect, they will call the witnesses names, they will scream MAGA and extremist at the top of their lungs. They will attempt to impugn your integrity, but make no mistake, they are simply trying to cover up the unforgivable and the indefensible, which is the creation of a two-tiered justice system based on political beliefs and the corruption of our political elites.
I mean,
Will, I want to say a couple of reaction comments on Facebook.
I can't let you do that.
So Luann on Facebook said, it's so sickening. I could lose my flipping mind. You are not alone, Luann.
Yes.
We feel the same way. Adeline said, I never thought in my life I would ever see America the way it is now. It is so sad and disgusting and scary. Once again, we all feel the same way.
Yes. It's completely disturbing that this is happening. It's completely disturbing. And it's like they're not letting up. They're not going to stop it. They're going to continue it. And I've said this so many times. I repeated it so many times that they see, it's like the FBI go, or the corruption, the Democrats, all of them, they go, well, they see the corruption that we've done. For example, like Joe Biden. Joe Biden should be a flight risk right now. After the Durham report came out, he should be a flight risk. But he left the country. Right? He's out of the country right now. This information, all this corruption, it's like, we don't care. We just get to do it. We get to do it like the Simpsons. Right? We just get to do the corruption and there's nothing you can do about it. It's like such a repulsive thing.
Oh, it's repulsive. Happening. That is such a good word. And I think everybody listening feels the same way. It's maddening.
Yeah.
You sit there and think, how do we make it stop, because these Democrats literally are all on the same page. You know, well, I asked you earlier today, I said, how is it that, because, you know, some of these people, I don't think that they have the whole tyrannical idea in their mind. They literally feel like they're justified in what they're doing, right? I mean, even these Democrats in this hearing. And it's like, how's it going to stop?
Yeah,
like, how do you make it stop? You're on the wrong side of history? And that's
because they want to change history. I mean, that's the reason why they want to push CRT in schools, because they want to change history. Mm-hmm. Shannon, you have an article about what a whistleblower is, correct? Or it's I think it's a wiki, right? The definition of a whistleblower, because these whistleblowers are here. And what I have not played for y'all is all the times that they're constantly saying that these are not actual whistleblowers. You remember, was it Taibbi went before them and they were trying to say that he was not a journalist? These were Democrats. And they said, oh, you're not journalists, because they were exposing the corruption of the Democrat Party. So in that case, you're not journalists. In this case, they're not whistleblowers, because they're exposing the corruption. Why is it every time you have criminals come up there, or when you have people come up there and they're exposing criminals, the Democrats saying that they're not credible? But when you have people coming out there lying about hearsay information, that's credible. Straight up lying. You remember?
Russia.
They lied. It was 100% fabrication, but they said that was credible. But when we get the truth, that's not credible. What was once considered good is now considered bad. What was considered evil is now considered good. Look at the information in this article.
I'm sorry. Just read it. Comment. I'm sorry, I just have to say it. Somebody put on Facebook, Joe is always gone.
Yeah,
because you're saying he's a flight risk. Yeah, that's funny.
He's always gone.
Yeah, a whistleblower. A whistleblower is a person who, often an employee, who reveals information about activity within a public or private organization that is deemed illegal, immoral, illicit, unsafe, or fraudulent. Whistleblowers can use a variety of internal or external channels to communicate information or allegations. Over 83% of whistleblowers report internally to a supervisor, human resources, compliance, or a neutral third party within the company, hoping that the company will address and correct the issues. A whistleblower can also bring allegations to light by communicating with external entities such as media, government, or law enforcement. Whistleblowing can occur in either a private sector or public sector. And Will, you listened to this for 4 hours. This is exactly what these guys did. They all three followed the whistleblower plan and pattern of how to do things. And then these Democrats got on there and said they aren't whistleblowers. What a bunch of crap.
Yeah, and I want y'all to listen to what one of these Democrats said about these whistleblowers. She's not calling them whistleblowers because she's saying that they're political pawns for the Republicans. She straight up says it. She's straight up calling them political pawns. Listen.
Most whistleblowers aren't interested in being political pawns in congressional Republicans' games. Playing politics is holding up this scheme as whistleblowers will make other public servants fearful of coming forward out of fear they'll just be used. Whistleblowers serve an important purpose in this country. They're often brave individuals who help root out corruption and make our democracy stronger. In fact, just this last February, whistleblowers who have been fired by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton in retaliation for accusing him of crimes came to a settlement with the Attorney General.
Time of the gentlelady's expired. Mr. Chairman.
He had to settle for $3.3 million.
Chair now recognizes.
He wanted to make sure some information
didn't get out. Chair now recognizes the gentleman from California.
That's what
whistleblowers do. Gentlelady, this is my time. I've been recognized. Thank you.
You need to stop talking now. We got black screen here. So, That was the response from the Democrat about what a whistleblower is. So, of course, the Republicans get to come on here and talk about these whistleblowers that's on the panel. They get to express what they say a whistleblower is. Look at this one.
Mr. Arbojo, is it true that you have 157 pages of questions that were asked you on a bipartisan basis that are in the record?
To my knowledge, that's correct.
Mr. Friend, isn't it true that for those several hours, you accumulated 198 pages of Q&A, half of the time being yielded to the Democrats for your interview?
Yes.
I yield time to the chairman.
Someone needs to tell the Democrats, I think John Bofio, somebody tell the Democrats you came and talked to this committee because you're a whistleblower. Isn't that right, Mr. Leavitt?
Yes, sir.
That's exactly how it works.
May I take a moment to address this idea that these aren't whistleblowers?
Sure. You need to educate the members on the other side of the dais here.
I don't need educating.
The way I'm that educating. The law...
Mr. Chairman...
Yes, they do. They need some edumacation. They need some edumacation. Because they don't get it.
They just need Google. That's all I did was Google it, people.
Yeah, I mean, it's really that simple, right? The Democrats don't know what it is. They're trying to make their, you know what it is? The Democrats are politicizing this once again. They're politicizing it. And they shouldn't be, but they are.
This is my time.
I did not
stop the clock.
Be demeaned. I am a lawyer just like this gentleman is. I too have read the law. We just have a big
now your time. The time belongs exactly the time belongs to me. Mr. Leavitt is Mr. Leavitt has been asked
you
a question.
You need to stop demeaning
so
your
the whistleblower well. Statutes protect protected activity, right? One doesn't have to be retaliated against in order to be a whistleblower, right? We all agree that's not the way that it should happen. And what's being discussed today is that you're not a whistleblower unless you both share this, engage in protected activity, and then are retaliated against, and then go through this process. The Department of Justice Inspector General is currently investigating the claims of Mr. Friend and Mr. Allen. That's exactly what, I don't know what perfect whistleblower there would be, but when you, if they did that, these are the steps they would take. And so by this definition, they're not considered a whistleblower for
Mr. Boyle, you went up your chain of command with your concerns, is that right?
Yes, sir. I initially started with them, and those initial complaints fell on deaf ears.
Then you came to the House Judiciary Committee with those concerns. Is that right?
After going to my local congressman, then I came to the Judiciary.
Exactly like the law prescribes for you to do when you see something that is wrong. You did that. So did Mr. Friend. So did Mr. Allen.
Yep. They did what they're supposed to do, but then there was retaliation against them because they told the truth. Hey, there's some corruption going on here. If this is bad, we shouldn't be doing this. Oh, you're out of here. You're out of here. This is the United States of America, people. This is the greatest country. I mean, this is the greatest country. And we have this much level of corruption. It shouldn't be happening. It shouldn't be happening. And I'm just kind of curious. I'm wondering, you know, like I said, I'm pretty sure the FBI is tuning in or probably tuning in on every feed that they can to find out who's talking about this, who's trying to bring awareness to it. It wouldn't surprise me. I just wish they would stop and start doing the right thing. Stop allowing the Democrats to control you. Don't work for the Republicans. Don't work for the Democrats. Don't work for any political affiliation. I'm not calling for you to work for Republicans. I just want you to work with them. You can work with the Democrats. You understand what I'm saying? You work with the American people. You work for the American people. Stop working for a political entity. Stop doing it. I mean, I'm like really baffled about it because it's like I'm drawing a blank here. Why would you do it? Why would y'all allow this to happen? Y'all know it's happening. You have FBI agents that are whistleblowing about the corruption going on and y'all sitting down doing nothing?
And you know that
you're
more.
Sitting down doing nothing? What kind of team are you on? What oath did you take? You're sitting down doing nothing and they put their lives on the line and then you know they're being retaliated against. They can't even feed their family and you're sitting down doing what? Please help me understand. If you're like on a football team and there's the quarterback and the quarterback is putting everything on the line, sitting right there, trusting his team to be in the pocket to throw the football and y'all keep letting the door open so they can come in here and hit him. What are you doing? What are you doing? Fix it. Do something dramatic. Fix it. Stop allowing these people to get away with this corruption. Do it. Why am I screaming this like this on the top of the hill? And y'all, it's like it's falling on deaf ears.
Yeah, well, this should have been the biggest story today.
Yes.
Literally all over. CNN, I went to their website, nothing. Drudge Report, which collects, I mean, if this would, the day that Trump got his, you know,
indictment
slammed all over the front page of Drudge Report. Zero on this today. MSNBC had one small story. I just went there, don't even see it now. I mean, this is crazy. Wow. They do not want people to know how corrupt our government is. That state media. This is like China.
Yeah, it's
China.
It's exactly like China. Oh my goodness, people. We're seeing it collapse and all of them working together to make sure that people don't know. That's why I'm asking you to hit the share button on this. You've got to hit the share button. You've got to hit the share button. If you're watching right now on YouTube, share this video. You're watching on Rumble, share the video. You're watching on Lindell, share the video. You're watching on Facebook, share the video. Share the video. Why not? Many people have seen this information. A lot of people have seen it.
But you know what? There's a lot of people that haven't. But
the people that need to see it, they won't see it unless you copy the link and text it to somebody. Because they won't see it. And I'm like, oh, that never happened. That never happened. Wow. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I mean, the only opportunity some people may see this is when you share it. You may touch one person and finally expose to them what the government is doing. It doesn't even make sense anymore.
Yeah,
it just doesn't.
It's just, you know, completely collapsing, and the corruption is like, we don't care. Let me give you an example. You know, if you are called by the law authorities, right, and you're cooperating, there's no need to SWAT your home, right? There's no need to SWAT your home. But the Democrats see differently. If you have a different political view, if you're a parent that wants to stand up against CRT and the perversion, they want to SWAT your home. If you're a priest against abortion, they want to SWAT your home. If you're speaking out against what the Democrats are doing, they're saying SWAT your home. They can care less that you're cooperating with the law, still SWAT your home. And the reason why they're wanting to do that is because they want to put out a message. You do not go against our tyrannical government demonic ways, or we will SWAT you. We will SWAT you. They're literally saying that. Actually, you know what? I wasn't going to play it for you, but Let me play this for you, because there's a video where the Democrat is saying that she's trying to make it look like it's okay to SWAT. And let me see, is this one in here? Okay, this is it here. Listen to this, because she's saying that you should be SWATed no matter what. Just because we don't like you, we're gonna SWAT you. Watch.
Well, yes or no, Mr. Friend, knowing what you know now about Mr. Bench, that he was known to be heavily armed and a member of a terrorist group, was it appropriate for the FBI to use a SWAT team as a precaution to protect FBI personnel and other law enforcement officers that day? Yes or no?
I can't answer that with a yes or no. I can give you a little bit of context.
I'd like anybody to know whether you still think it was inappropriate.
I've arrested over 150 violent criminals in my career. Never had to use a SWAT team to do it.
Okay.
150 criminals, over 150, and he never had to use a SWAT team to do it.
I mean, bam. Right?
Right. Never had to do it. But listen to her. She doesn't care. She wants to have every Republican, every Christian that goes against their demonic ways to be swatted, to send out a signal. The same thing they did in the 1940s Germany, people. They're doing it.
The reason for that is because individuals
on that day,
were cooperative,
yes or no,
with us.
Reclaiming my time. Can you give me a yes or no answer? Or even indicate whether you have changed your mind that using a SWAT team to arrest that gentleman was inappropriate.
My opinion remains to be anybody who's been cooperative and pledged to surrender in the case of law enforcement and criminal charges.
So the answer is no.
You SWAT also team claim, is not necessary for that.
Reclaiming my time.
Okay. So now, of course, I have the Republicans where they get to respond to that. And I want y'all to listen to this, because the Republicans actually give him an opportunity to respond to her rhetoric, to her hateful rhetoric that everybody should be swatted because they have a different political view than the demonic left.
instead of using a SWAT team, if a suspect is being cooperative and in your testimony and in your experience as an FBI agent and a law enforcement officer, it's not necessary to use a SWAT team to go in with guns ablazing and pulled out and going after an individual when that individual is cooperating. And that wasn't that part of your testimony?
That's part of my testimony. It's part of my, what I brought forward in my whistleblower disclosure.
Let me stop it. I have a good buddy named... And I don't know if he, I mean, I guess I could talk about him, but I have a good buddy. I've actually known a couple people that are conservative Christians on the right that were swatted because of the actions of those on the left. They haven't done anything wrong. No criminal activity. Most of them were doxxed and then they were swatted. The Democrats are in agreement with that because you have a different political view. Let's use the FBI to SWAT your home. If it's not the FBI, we'll get the local police. We'll get somebody to SWAT your home to send a message. This is happening frequently.
And that's in your experience as how many violent criminals have you arrested?
I've arrested over 150 and I have 5 years of SWAT experience.
And you didn't have to use... There wasn't necessity in some of those circumstances to use SWAT team because the individual was cooperating.
Never a single time.
And in your testimony, the individual that you were referring to that a SWAT team should not have been used on but was being used on for political purposes was somebody that was cooperating, correct?
Yes.
See, someone's cooperating. They did it for political purposes. But it's okay. It's okay. Because you have the criminal left and they get to do that. The criminal left is perfectly fine if they do that. No worries there, right? No worries there. Because the criminal left, they get to do this.
Someone in the chat says, I want to reclaim my time. On Rumble. Oh, you guys like so funny. I know it's not funny, but it's funny making fun of these morons.
Yeah, they. You know what? They pretty much are morons.
That's how I feel. Every time, like Will, this hearing was 4 hours today. And it's like, I want to reclaim my time because,
you know,
the stress it caused in my life is ridiculous.
It's funny, but not funny. It's sad. It's scary. But yeah, it's you know what? You know, sometimes you have to laugh at this insanity or you go insane. Right. I mean, it's a sad time in America. And the sad thing is, and I constantly say it, that I hope I'm wrong, but it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse because the Democrats don't, they like this. They like the animosity. They like the chaos. They like the death. You know, the Democrats are like, if we can't kill them in the womb, we'll create policies and incite violence to send them to the tomb. Do you understand what I'm telling you? That is the left in a nutshell. And we're seeing it. We're seeing it. They're doing it. And the policies is that there's no cashless bail. Right? Cashless bail. They want to let hardened criminals out onto the streets. Commit all these horrific crimes just right out on the street. Like it ain't nothing. Like it ain't nothing.
You know what? I just like to ask people to pray for these whistleblowers and their families. You know, this is a very hard thing for them. I mean, we're sitting there watching them, but Will, you know how they attack people and attack people's families and threaten their families.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've seen the burden of censorship and, you know, they get you in your pocketbook, right? Yeah, we're not going to allow you to make any money, so you stop.
Go ahead. Let me say that. You know, they did this to the FBI agents over 450 days. They cut off their pay and they had no income at all. And because they revoked their security clearance, they can't get jobs. I didn't even realize that's how it works. If you're an FBI agent, if they revoke your security clearance, you can't even go get a job because you can't pass a background check, to my understanding, right? I'm like, what? So these people, these agents have been going for 450 days, and I completely get it. They've been doing this. They've been doing this to Will Johnson. They've been, and you know what? It's just like the FBI agents. The only way that Will Johnson can continue to go is to function is because you support me. When you share the videos, that's one way you can support me. When people send stars, that's one way you can support me. When you do the super chats or the rumble rants, that's one way you can support me. You go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com/donation. That's how you can support me. If you like the fact that I keep bringing this information, because, you know, I don't ever call for violence. Some people don't like that. I don't. But I'm not going to, because that's not in my nature. My nature is to show the truth, to spread the truth, so you be aware. I'm not going to ask people to be violent. I never will. And if someone says that Will said, Johnson said it, they're lying to you. But I'm constantly saying I need your help, because they hurt people in the pocketbook to try to shut them up. And that's what they want to do to these whistleblowers. And they try to do it to Will Johnson, too. They try to do it to Will Johnson as well. And everybody else that want to speak up and say the truth. Everybody else. All right. Okay. I think we have. Let me play just a little part of this here. Let me play Matt Gaetz. He was talking to one of the whistleblowers, and he was talking about how they didn't have anything and out of home. I don't have time to play all of it, but listen to some of this. Okay. Let's play some of this.
How many year was it? Was it winter, summer?
When I reported, it was in September.
This is, he doesn't have any. Now, mind you, he doesn't have any access to his clothes and his stuff. And it took him like 6 months to get his clothes back. But listen, this is during the time he didn't have access to his clothes.
So when we were traveling, it was summertime, essentially. So we had basically summer clothes. But then we were basically stranded in Wisconsin, which is where we're from. It gets cold there pretty quick.
And yeah, I'll take your word for it. I'm a Florida man. But What was it like when you had to go and explain to your wife that you didn't have coats for your children because the FBI wouldn't give them back to you?
It was horrible. I mean, we were asking family for clothes and...
Wow. Hey, sorry. I mean, come on. Come on. And let me share this one with you, because Jim Jordan was out there and the press was asking him a question about these whistleblowers taking money from a cash guy connected with President Trump. These people are despicable.
We're talking a lot about, and the point of this press conference, the point of the hearing is to talk about how the FBI is politicized, but do you think it's appropriate for some of these whistleblowers, including two who will be at your hearing today, to be paid by one of the former president's closest advisors, Kash Patel, who's active.
They got a family. How are they supposed to feed their family? 450 days. Mm. The FBI has kept Mr. O'Boyle in limbo, where he can't work without pay. He's got four kids. He was selected to come to this special unit they were forming here in Virginia. He moves his family, and the day he gets here, they say, hey, we're suspending your clearance. And they won't let him get access to his furniture, his clothes, and he's got a 2-week-old newborn child. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Of course they're gonna do whatever they can to feed their family, and I don't fault them for that.
You know what? Exactly. And some people get upset with me because I'm asking people to support me. I completely get it. I'm like, how dare you? You're just doing these videos and you're just sharing this information because you want, and this is the real catcher. They say that you want white people to support you. I don't know what color they are, and I know for a fact that black people, Asian people, and Hispanic people have supported Will Johnson. It's not about a color. It's about the truth, and it's about what is right. It's evil what these people are doing. It's 100% evil. If we don't speak up against it, they're going to continue to do it, because they take us not speaking up against it as acceptance. Oh, it's okay. No one's complaining about this evil stuff that we're doing, so it must be okay. But now you have people speaking up against it, and they go, something's wrong with you. Because people didn't used to speak up against it, and now you are, or something wrong with you. Please, I'm going to ask everyone, if you haven't hit the share button on this, please hit the share button. Subscribe, follow the page, please. Because they're doing it to me as well. And I can't lie and say, oh, it feels good. No, it doesn't. But I keep pushing forward because God is in control. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.